Today is Monday, April 27th. I'm Megan Lynch.
Yeah, so what folks need to be mindful of, first of all, these storms will produce prolific amounts of rain.
AccuWeather meteorologist Chad Merrill tells KMOX the severe storms will likely start moving in the bi-state late afternoon into evening.
You'll probably see the rain before any type of severe weather. However, that being said, that's not the only precursor to a potential tornado. The wind picking up pretty quickly outside of your location would be a sign. So if you see the trees swaying in the wind, that's a sign.
Merrill says that freight train sound is another sign a tornado is very near. And Merrill says it's extremely important to have three different ways to receive warnings: the regular radio, a weather radio, cell phone, and the TV, if possible. We will get an in-depth look at what this dangerous weather could bring us with AccuWeather meteorologist Tyler Roy is coming up this morning at 8:11. St. Louis Public Schools dismissing students early and canceling all after-school activities following threats of severe weather. The district has announced students will be dismissed 2 hours early, with all aftercare programs to close immediately following dismissal. All district events and athletics that were scheduled for tonight have been canceled as well. Several other schools in the St. Louis region are dismissing classes early today due to severe weather threats. The Fox C6 School District will dismiss students 3 hours early in addition to canceling all after-school activities, practices, and events. Both AM and PM sessions at Don Earl Early Childhood Center are canceled. The Lincoln County School District has announced they'll dismiss students at 2 p.m. today. Wright City School District will release their students between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., with the times fluctuating per school. And the Northwest School District will release secondary students around 11:45 a.m., elementary students at 1 p.m. All of the school's after-school activities are canceled, including Northwest Lion Care and afternoon Jefferson College ATS classes.
You want to make sure that your devices that you use, your iPhones, your iPad, all of your devices that you use for information, you want to have those fully charged.
If the storms are as severe as predicted, Ameren spokesman Brian Brech says if the power does go out, have all your devices charged so you'll have access to power outage maps and estimates on restoration.
Make sure that your home emergency kit is restocked and replenished. And you can go to Ameren.com and look for the items that you should have in there. But just a couple of basic items. Make sure you have like a gallon of water per person handy, and make sure you have some loose bills, some small change. Make sure you have some of your medication. And you want to put that in a plastic tub.
Also have extra pet food and medicines for your pets, extra batteries, a flashlight, and a radio that can be operated on batteries. A lightning strike to blame for an early morning house fire near DeSoto. The fire started around 2 a.m. in the garage of a home on a rural road just south of DeSoto. A fire captain with the DeSoto Rural Fire Protection District says the strike caused the fire, which mainly impacted the garage and electrical system of the home. While people were home at the time of the fire, there were no injuries reported. Viral video showing a large fight between young people at Six Flags in Eureka Saturday, the opening of the 2026 season. 30 police officers responded, including from surrounding areas. There are reports that young male teens wearing face masks stood throughout the park verbally threatening Six Flag patrons. Police have not released any information on whether there were arrests. Average gas prices in St. Louis, 2 cents cheaper today than they were last Monday. According to Gas Buddy, the average price per gallon is $3.93 today for a gallon of regular unleaded. That's about $1.50 cheaper than the national average. From the KMOX business desk, it looks like the rapid expansion of urgent cares in the region is over for now. Total Access Urgent Care, the biggest operator of urgent cares in the region, has closed five of its clinics due to lack of patients. Three of those locations opened less than a year ago: Webster Groves, Kirkwood, and University City. The Ellisville and Chesterfield locations have closed as well. The Business Journal reporting nationwide urgent care visits are down. A 2025 study showed that urgent care visits declined 12% from 2022 to 2023, while the number of urgent care clinics had doubled between 2014 and 2023.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.